This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'm going to be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. We'll talk a little Russell Wilson, not Russell Wilsbrook, coming
okay.
up next.
Dangerous.
We also have in the news this hour, as you well know, and some other stuff coming up. Really sportsy day. You know the Zers. Playing tonight.
Yeah, trying to close this thing out.
That's right, Jace. It's 3-1.
I believe they will. Oklahoma City's got no fight. Plus, I saw that I think Dirt and Sprague were talking about that. And Lance, did you have this? Is Westbrook averaging 38 shot attempts in their closeout games the last couple years?
I don't know the average. I just said he's taken a total of 116 shots over three games. So it's probably something about that. Yeah.
Well, I've got that here if you'd like it.
Yeah. What is that?
So he has faced elimination. Well, in his last, put it this way, in his last three elimination games,
yeah.
he has taken 34, 39, and 43 shots.
And last year against the Jazz, didn't he take 19 threes?
19 threes, yeah. And he scored, now, in fairness, he scored 45, 46, and 47 in those three games.
There is going to be...
And they went 1-2.
You know
but
tonight...
But his efficiency was, I'm sure...
It'll be atrocious.
He's just going to chuck
under
it
the
up.
Ground.
Yeah, he's coming out tonight.
Just chuck it up.
And you're getting Chuck Brick. He is just going to throw some stuff up. It's going to be great.
Now, Luke Walton, you never know with these things.
No.
If I said, another high-profile sportser hit with a sexual assault, hashtag Me Too...
It wouldn't be Luke Walton.
Yeah, you just can't predict him.
No.
It's like, you never know. Could be any of these numbnuts.
Yeah, you don't know if it's true or not, but again, anytime these allegations are made, you got to take it seriously. You can't just do the he would never do that sort of thing. We've learned our lesson on that one.
Yeah, and I don't know. Is there something to... So here's the story. Luke Walton, who was an assistant coach for the Warriors... Then he was the head coach for the Lakers, and now he's the head coach of the Kings.
Yeah.
This allegedly occurred initially when he was an assistant coach for the Warriors, and he is being sued for sexually assaulting a female sports reporter whose name is Kelly Tennant.
Yeah, she was on the, their Sportsnet LA, like we, you know, the Comcast version that we have here in Portland. This was theirs. It's the Spectrum Sportsnet LA, and she was one of the reporters there.
Yeah, and I think the stats are something like less than 5%. Well, she's actually suing him,
yes.
Not just alleging.
Yeah, this is a civil lawsuit.
Right. So, but the stat is like just on allegations alone, less than 5% are fraudulent, right? Like there's this notion out there, I don't know where people get their info, but there's this notion that, oh, man, you know, and I totally get innocent till proven guilty, of course, but... The idea that a lot of these are just thrown out willy-nilly is just not true. The stats are it's like 5%.
They are the exception, not the rule. The problem is that when one turns out to be, you know, a cash grab, I'm trying to find the best word, because that's what everyone seems to think, right? Oh, you're just in it for a payday. For once in a blue moon, that occurs, and it turns out that it's a hogwash story. That only adds fuel to the fire for every guy when someone gets accused of something to instantly go to, well, I remember the one time that someone was accused and it turned out she was just in it for money.
Well, I think sometimes there's also, this isn't absolute, but, you know, Kelly Tennant is a credible individual.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes there's an archetype of the non-credible
sure.
accusations, and there's sort of holes in the story and this and that, and We don't know all the details here, but she is definitely a credible person.
Yeah, so
not
guess
to say that she's not.
He had guested on the network a couple times, and so they had known each other. And she wanted to drop off a copy of her book, and
he wrote the foreword.
He wrote the foreword for it. He invited her up to the hotel, at which point that he threw her down on the bed, forced himself upon her, and eventually she was able to fight him off, and he let her go. But and then there was another one where he had like he aggressively and inappropriately hugged her at a golf tournament and said some smarmy things to her.
Yeah, she said that he kept kind of coming on to her even after this weird, awkward.
Threw her down on the bed and pinned her down and kissed her and groped her.
Yeah, it says tenant claims when she arrived at Walton's hotel, he convinced her to come up to his room so they could catch up. But when they got to his room, he suddenly pinned her to the bed, placing his hips and legs over her body. In the documents, tenant claims Walton began forcing kisses on her neck, face, and chest. She claims she screamed for him to stop and tried to free herself, but he held her down, groped her breasts and groin, and rubbed on her leg. Tenant claims she was in shock and fear. She was afraid she was about to be raped. She claims Walton eventually relented and let her go and let her get up from the bed. But as she was walking toward the door to leave, he grabbed her from behind and again forced his body up against hers. And then after this, she left, but she ran into him several more times and he kept like coming on to her.
And then here we go again with the credible but waited years to do anything about it. That seems to be one that people throw out all the time
All I'm saying is she is a credible human. This is not like a fly-by-night thing. Like a lot of people know her in sports and she has a good reputation. I'm just saying like sometimes when these accusations, they come out of nowhere from someone who like has a lot of history of it or, you know, just isn't very credible. This is not her. Not to say she's not full of it. I don't know. Luke Walton is saying
it's baseless.
She's not credible.
Yep. The attorney said that she's not a victim. She's an opportunist. And again, here we're seeing the text message roll in. So a financial lawsuit, it wasn't traumatic enough to press charges, but traumatic enough to warrant his money. Interesting. Those things roll out. And so you wonder why women don't want to come forward. It's things like this. Like you hear it time and time again that it is traumatic and they feel that their career is going to be ruined and that they're going to be labeled as it's their fault or they're going to be labeled as a gold digger and their name is drugged through the mud. And then you wonder why no one wants to come forward. But I'm here to tell you guys that not every woman that's gone through the Me Too movement is doing it for money. I mean, it just this mentality is really dangerous. And I'm not saying that anytime someone makes an accusation that you have to immediately go to Luke Walton is guilty and he's a horrible human being. He doesn't deserve to have a job and he should be flogged and beaten. But at the same time, my God, you can't have the instant reaction of, well, why didn't she report it sooner? Why didn't she take it to the cops? Clearly, she's just in it for the money. Both of those things are really, really dangerous. But there is a culture where women don't want to come forward because they don't, especially in a case like this where it wasn't rape. He just assaulted her. Then you definitely get the it's my word against yours. And that can be really, really hard to prove. And women find it because they don't want their name drug through the mud and they don't want to be labeled this. They just eat it in silence and they bury it down until eventually they just decide that enough's enough.
All right. Well, that's what's going on with Luke Walton. He is, he's going to fight it, and we'll see what happens. But he's still the coach of the Kings. Did I say this? I think I did, that he was. This happened when he was an assistant with the Warriors.
Yes, and the Warriors said they were aware of it. They're gathering information. The Kings said they're aware of it. They're gathering information. Yeah. The Lakers are saying that it's a different team now, wasn't with us, and they're not going to comment on it.
And she has moved on to she's no longer a sports reporter down there. She's doing like her own podcast or something like that.
And this guy says, too, it's not just women. Abuse victims internalize abuse. He said, I was molested as a kid and it took me 11 years to come forward. So it's such a dangerous mentality to start asking the questions of, well, why didn't you come forward sooner? And why are you suing? Why didn't you go to the police? And sometimes it's just even if you have those thoughts, just back off and let it kind of play itself out before you just immediately jump to she clearly is in this for the money and she's in this to ruin lives. It's just a very, very dangerous way to think.
And Jordan texts and he says this, he says these people have it backwards. Women don't report because it's traumatic. Yes. Not that it wasn't traumatic enough.
Yes.
It's a good text. All right. Coming up next, Russell Wilson is back at it with another weird, odd, Hey Seattle video.
Yeah.
Hey Seattle.
With his strange voice that he keeps changing.
This one involves hair.
Hey Seattle.
So we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Cooney, Lexus of Portland presents the 7th annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms. Foursomes are now on sale at 1080thefan.com. Dates are Monday and Tuesday, June 24th and 25th. Three listener rounds to choose from. Shotgun starts 7:30 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. on Monday or 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Now, a quick update is that Monday at 1:30, the afternoon round on Monday, is almost sold out already.
Yeah, these things go fast, so you definitely want to jump on it. It sells out every year we do this.
$600 per foursome. You get golf, the cart, food, drink tickets, and $50 pro shop credit. The sponsors, Stark Street Lawn and Garden, Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, Pearl Vodka, Country Financial, 808, Rebel Yell Bourbon, Washman Car Wash, Pelican Brewing, Big's Chicken, and Encore Audio Video, 1080thefan.com. So, Russ Wilson, Dangerous, our boy, is back. Now, he's you know, I feel like a lot of these guys.
Hey, Seattle.
They feel like that they need to have a major social media presence, you know?
Sure.
And that's a thing. And they're like, you know, they're brand conscious, and they post these videos and do fun stuff. I mean, I don't know how many athletes you follow. I don't follow many, but, you know, it's a big thing for the kids.
Got to,
you know,
build the brand.
Got to build the brand.
And Russell Wilson has done a very nice job of building his brand.
Has he?
Yeah.
You mean on social media?
Russell Wilson is a big...
Is he a good social media
guy?
He's
a good social media guy. He gets his name out there. He's a huge endorser. I mean, certainly it helps that the guy's a great quarterback, but in a somewhat small town in Seattle, kind of tucked up, you know, it's not New York, it's not LA. I think Russell Wilson does a very good job of getting his stuff out there.
And Lillard's good on there.
And he's married to a star. You know, that certainly helps.
Well, I wonder, like, if Damian Lillard or Russell Wilson were not on social media at all, would they be viewed any different?
I think that there is an element to their, again, brand or just awareness that does come from social media. Absolutely. It serves a purpose. And I think both of those guys do it well in that it kind of gets their name, it gets their message out there a lot of times in the community, but neither one of them has ever really taken a negative turn, like with the Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell and some of those guys like that. Both those guys do it well, and it's a useful tool for them.
Yeah,
and Lillard is, I think, Adidas top paid, well, maybe Harden, but Lillard is one of the you know, the biggest brand endorsers for Adidas, and part of that and how he got that deal was his presence on social media. They loved that element of it. And, you know, what was he did the Four Bar Fridays and that sort of stuff.
He still do that?
I don't know if he still does that.
Did you submit yours yet?
No. Baby Shark,
is that Four Bars?
That's a little under Four Bars, but you could just repeat it over and over again.
It'll get there.
All right. Well, anyway, why were we talking about this?
Russell Wilson and the cornrows.
His voice.
Hey, Seattle.
You know, that was the one where he just smushed with Sierra and he got the new contract. Well, he posted another one, and it's like her, and it's her doing or putting his hair into braids.
Yeah.
Hey. And he's got weird Russ Wilson voice again.
I know. He
changes his voice every time I hear him.
There are some people, I'm not going to say that I'm in this camp, that are saying that Russell Wilson is trying to add more street cred to his repertoire, and that maybe that's the influence of his wife.
Hence the chains in bed, hence the deep voice.
Yes.
Hence the
cornrows.
Although because he had that picture, that stupid family photo where everybody dresses in white and you take photos with a professional photographer and you waste a bunch of money.
You're out in the woods or something. You're always like, there's a log involved.
Well, his wasn't. He had that where he had that really weird one where he's holding the little kid and it was shut. Do you remember that? Super awkward.
He's holding the kid.
And everybody gave him so much crap about that.
Yeah, I think, look, if you're Russell Wilson, and who knows, this is all speculation, right? But if you're Russell Wilson, maybe you got tired of being labeled as a goody two shoes.
Dude, she owns him.
And she was married to I don't know if she was married, but she had a kid with a rapper and she comes from the R&B world. So there's plenty of people that are throwing that that are throwing that speculation out there that this is the Sierra influence to turn Russell Wilson a little more street. I don't remember what was it, Richard Sherman, but there was some players supposedly that had an issue with Russell Wilson, quote unquote, not being black enough, which I don't even know what that means, but he faced some of that criticism for being too polished and not street enough.
Oh, I know what it was. They were naked and she was holding the little boy and all of them were naked. Except,
oh, that's right.
And then he was behind her grabbing her belly, yes. Pregnant belly.
Yeah.
It was so weird. It's just odd.
Yeah, I do.
But
remember
you could
that.
Tell he's like, oh no, why am I having to do this? Clearly her, you know.
Well, have you seen her?
I would do anything for
exactly.
her.
Exactly. When she tells you what
Sorry,
to
babe.
Do, you show up.
Yeah. And
yeah, I am looking at that photo.
That one?
Yeah, it's awkward as all get out.
He got a lot of crap for that. Look, she clearly, she runs that house.
Yes.
There is just no question. And what's funny about the video of the cornrows is that she's the one giving them to him as if she made him sit there and say, I'm going to do this. So it's like, it kind of backfires. Like he's supposed to get more street cred for that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he loses it because it's clearly his wife's idea.
Again, I can't fault the guy because if she wanted me to have cornrows, I would find a way to make my hair grow so that I could have cornrows.
How about Russell Wilson just be himself and be okay with that?
Well, and then here's the thing with Russell Wilson.
Because he doesn't seem like he is.
He's basically Pete Carroll Jr. when he's in press conferences.
There has been some real criticism that Russell Wilson is too polished, right? That he's A-Rod, that he cares too much about what people think.
He's fake.
Well, do you think he is fake, though?
I think it's a carefully crafted PR.
But don't you? Yeah, I think he's a good dude.
I think Russell Wilson is legitimately a good guy.
Yes.
I don't think that
so
part of it is
fake.
Fake. I think Russell Wilson is
fake. Interesting.
I think Russell Wilson is legitimately a good guy. I think he's a wholesome guy.
Yes.
I don't think there's a lot of edge to him.
Right.
This to me, if this is the area that he's going down, and we don't know, right? Maybe it's just he smushed and then had after sex voice, and maybe they were playing around with his hair. He's got a good head of curly hair. Maybe this, but if this is an attempt to kind of go into a tougher realm, I would think that that's more disingenuous than the nice guy Russell Wilson thing. I think Russell Wilson's a dream.
Yeah.
Like he's like a Tim Tebow-esque kind of character.
Yeah, he is. And I think that's
but when you say
legit, though.
Carefully curated character, that's fake. Yeah, he might be a nice guy. He probably is. He's probably a really good person. But if he's out there showing a very specific personality that he wants everyone to see, that is by definition fake because it's not who he is.
Well, but I think what you and I are saying without knowing him at all is that I don't think a lot of that is fake. I just think, I think he's a goody two shoes type of guy.
Yeah.
But it bothers him that he's viewed that
sure.
way.
Sure. Well, here's something.
So now what he does is he goes out of his way to put things out there that maybe, paint him in ways that he wants to be viewed, even though he's not that way, right?
Isn't it?
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But isn't it weird? Because I don't disagree with you with what you said. But isn't it weird that we live in a world where it's considered like it's considered a bad thing that he's just a nice guy?
He's normal.
Like, what's wrong with just being a nice guy?
He's
from a
not normal.
From
he
a
is normal,
good
though.
Family that's not a douche, that loves his wife, that is a good father. Like, what? And is good in the community, goes out to the hospitals. What's wrong with that?
I know.
Why is that viewed
so
as
weird.
Like a negative thing?
I think he is normal. I think he is a very relatable guy if he would just... I don't know, tone some of this stuff down. Like, you can tell he's super image conscious.
Yes.
And if he could just get rid of that and just own it, own who he is, I think he would be super relatable.
Some of this I do
even
think,
though he's filthy rich.
Some of this I do think
and
comes
married to a super, super hot rock star.
I think there is an element of that. I think when you're in her line of work, right, so much of being in music, and not that she's not talented.
He's got to have that image.
Look, because clearly she's talented, right? She's sold a lot of records, but look, she hasn't done anything in a while. But in the music industry, it's not necessarily about being supremely talented or in Hollywood in general, right? We can all admit, Britney Spears has sold like 100 million albums as one of the most famous musicians of all time. Britney Spears can't play an instrument or sing for crap. But Britney Spears was marketed well and managed to keep herself in the headlines, the Kardashian thing. So much of that is a persona and building yourself into something and getting yourself out there. And she comes from that world. And they, you know, to me, it looks like they've got a great marriage. Like, they love each other. I mean, that is, you know, good for them. But I wonder if...
I love her, too.
I want me to. I wonder if that mentality of her world having to be out there, I wonder if some of that doesn't leak over. We all know when you get in a relationship with someone, parts of you leak into someone else and vice versa. And you wonder if this is part of her influence telling him that, hey, you know, you need to be out there more. You can, why can't you be Eli Manning? Why can't you be the one with the national watch ad? Why can't you be Peyton Manning and doing DirecTV ads? Why not? Why not? Why not?
Well, maybe he should hang with Alex Trebek. Wouldn't that add some street?
Yeah, we still hood famous.
What do you think? No?
No.
No, because Trebek is fighting cancer, so.
Ooh, I just thought of something. We have Trebek clips here.
Yeah.
Turd Ferguson.
You remember this famous Alex Trebek clip.
Panda, 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 panda.
Now, am I allowed to play this one?
No.
Should I not play
I intentionally dodged this one when we talked about this topic and I was playing other clips. I went, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
You can't play. Yeah, I feel like I can't play it. But I have to play it now because you don't know what I'm talking about until I play it. So now I'm stuck. What do I do?
I will die.
See, we got to cut that from, you know? Why are you laughing at that? You shouldn't laugh.
If he survives.
He's dying.
If he survives, we will get to keep that in rotation.
Yeah.
If not, that will be deleted henceforth.
He's not.
Yeah, he's not beating this.
No. He's
poor guy.
It's bad. Hey, though,
maybe he will.
He gave a update like a week or so ago and said
he says he's coming back.
He said he's doing okay.
Well, they say he's coming back for another season.
Yeah,
but I mean, he's saying that he was.
That disease that he has, the pancreatic cancer, that's not one that you beat. That usually gets you.
Well, dangerous. Just be yourself, bro. You know?
He can't win. He takes a lot of crap.
Bro.
He does, but at the same time, what does he care?
Exactly.
And
he's a
dude. Look at your wife. Look at your life.
Exactly. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's got a gajillion dollars. He's married to a smoking hot woman that appears to adore him. He's got a couple kids that he loves.
That's why it's so weird.
And he's never been in trouble. He's got a bunch of endorsements.
But isn't that why it's so weird to us that guys like that, who seemingly have it all, care so much about what some schmo on the radio in Portland thinks? Well,
yeah.
I mean, he doesn't, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's
Russell Wilson feverishly tuning into 1080 The Fan.
Damn it, they're doing it again.
And I don't know if he falls into this or not, but I think that sports stars and just in general society, we've never had a more insecure society than we have right now. I think that's the whole social media
thing. What do you
mean
insecure?
Yeah, it's
what are you talking about, bro?
Our athletes today and our celebrities and just people in general, it's the most insecure time to be alive.
I think people have always been insecure. It's human nature. It's just that when it's just interesting to see guys like LeBron James and Russell Wilson who are some of the greats at what they do, who don't really have anything to be insecure about. And they're great examples that it just is. It's human nature.
But this is my point. Like, back in the day, your athlete may have been as insecure, but you only got to hear about it when you were at the ballpark or, you know, I don't know, maybe walking down the street and someone booed you, or every now and then someone wrote a newspaper article about you. But in the news cycle we have and social media and the whole World Wide Web thing, I just think we're bombarded by it like every second. And I do think it has led to the most insecure population that we've ever had.
All right, coming up next, it is time for In the News. I believe it is time for In the News. Yes, it is. It is time for In the News. Today, there's a lot going on. We've got an old woman who wants $1 million from TriMet, and the Beaverton school budgets will be discussed. Ready for that?
Hot?
Ready for hot Beaverton school budget talk?
I can't wait.
I've got hot takes on it.
First, Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up, ticket prices to get into Moda Center tonight for Blazers. They're going through the roof, man.
Wow.
Big time monies out there. But Jace, Right now it is April 23rd, 2019. News time for the news. I'm your noted newsman. Today is German Beer Day.
Oh, all right. Does that include like a like German styles, like Hefeweizen? Does that count? Or does it have to be like...
I don't know that. That's a good question.
Like an official German beer.
Like Beck's?
Is that I'm trying to think of like the most famous
Heineken?
German beer.
Oh, probably
Heineken's
Heineken.
Holland.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Shows you what I know. What is the most famous German beer?
Look
Text 553.
Look it up, German beer brand.
It is also National Lost Dog Awareness Day. That's good.
I've never lost a dog.
I mean, either. That would be terrible.
Do we need awareness for lost dogs?
Eh.
Aren't we all aware that that's sad?
Well, we need more awareness today. So, yes.
Okay.
Just
whatever you say, Internet.
Just today, though. Now, there is a quick dog story real quick before we get into the local news. Did you see the Coachella woman who tossed the puppies in the dumpster?
Yeah. Now, I heard that she was...
How about that?
They were hunting her down.
Oh, they got her. Yeah, so she was out in Coachella out there, you know, California.
Yeah.
And she put these... Like, I think there were 7 little puppies,
yeah,
like 3 days old.
Yeah, they were just the smallest little things. You couldn't tell what kind they were, but...
She put them in bags and threw them in a dumpster. Some guy fished them out of there.
They got her on tape doing it.
Yeah, they got her on tape. And so she pulled up in her car and just threw them in there all nonchalant. And then they obviously tracked down her license plate. And that's how they got to her house. And apparently she had 38 dogs at her house.
So is she a dog...
She's like an idiot.
Like a puppy mill sort of thing?
Yeah, she's just, I don't know. She's just
crazy.
You know, this person where they have this property and it's all dumpy and there's a bunch of emaciated dogs. And they said some of them were, they said that they were somewhat healthy, these dogs, but some of them were aggressive. Some of them were fearful and it was really weird. And they can't tell if the puppy's parents are there. They don't know that. But they say if they do figure that out, they're going to reunite the puppies with their mommy and daddy.
And people asking, the puppies did survive.
Yeah,
they
got them.
Yeah, they found them and they're...
A guy went and got them out of there.
Yeah, they're being cared for and they're all right.
And somehow, they said they would have been dead in, a day. Maybe less if this guy hadn't fished them out of there.
That's just a horrifying thing. Anytime you see, someone throw something out of the car or, that's always, my ultimate fear when you see, a bag on the ground. And it's
there's a puppy in there?
Yeah, I always think that.
Really?
There was an old Seagal movie where someone does that. They throw a bag out and the bag's moving.
God.
So whenever I'm driving on the highway and I see that, that's like the first thing I think of.
Have you guys ever seen the classic commercial with Hulk Hogan on a motorcycle? And as he's riding down on the motorcycle, in the background, there's a person throwing a dog into a river?
Yeah, that's not a commercial. I think that's from a crappy Hulk Hogan movie.
Was it Baxter?
Oh.
Baxter!
Is it like an intro to a movie or something?
I think that's from No Holds Barred or something.
It's really funny.
Hogan
because
made some,
in the background, there's just this dude flinging a dog into the water.
Hogan made some god-awful movies in the 80s when he was trying to be The Rock. And I think that might be one of from one of those.
Just look up Hogan dog throwing or something and see what pops up. It's really funny.
Nice.
Okay. Do we have German beers that we should drink?
No. I looked up German beer brands, and I'm here to tell you, man, it's not we're not in Germany.
What's the most popular beer over there? You ever been over there? I've never been to Germany.
I've been to Germany. Well, I haven't been to Germany multiple times. I've been to multiple German cities.
If you think about Oktoberfest, only 5 breweries are allowed to serve beer there. So whatever those 5 breweries are likely the 5 most popular breweries in Germany.
Honestly, I looked up and I...
Schneiderweiss?
I had never heard of any of these. Nor can I...
Weizenstephausen?
Paul Aner. Oh, I've had that one before. That was good.
Yeah, what? I just haven't...
I made that up.
I haven't heard of any of these. I just looked up...
Weizenbier!
Ja!
Da!
Wir kommen den Bus! Zeig auf Finger! Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing. But I've been to Dusseldorf, Frankfurt, and Berlin. So I've been to Germany a couple different times.
Argentina, Hellas, and the beer.
But I could not tell you any of their beers.
I think Spaten is a big one, too.
Yeah, that's on here.
Spaten.
Never had one.
Fastenbier. Ratchenbieners.
You can find some of these at New Seasons or bottle shops and stuff
Want
to try them.
Hey, the Beaverton schools have a $35 million budget deficit. $35 million.
That's quite a bit.
Dude, that's unbelievable. How does that happen? $35 million?
Seems that someone wasn't keeping very good accounting practices here.
Well, they say over half of it is due to PERS.
You know, there you go.
Yeah,
there That's what you always get with like the post office too. Like the post office is just like bleeding money, and it comes from that, like pensions and whatnot.
Some of it is from underestimated teacher raises and then increase enrollment costs, which I don't really get that, but increase enrollment costs I think would help. Income, maybe?
Wouldn't that go the... in theory.
Am I crazy here?
Well, probably.
Hello? Well, anyway, I've always assumed that there was no one with any financial sense balancing school budgets, ever.
It does appear that no matter how much money we give them...
Ever.
It never works out.
I just assume it's all just a bunch of teachers with no financial background at all.
It's all just...
Can you get one guy in there or gal that knows how to balance
it? Get some hard ass in there. Yeah, but that's the problem is, like, even though the budgets are so stretched, like, the teachers, like, on average are spending thousands of dollars of their own money towards lesson programs. It's just the education system's a bit of a mess.
Now, some people are suggesting Budweiser.
What?
Well, Budweiser. German beer.
Back on the German beer now.
Well, you know, the InBev was I think that's a German company that ended up buying Anheuser-Busch.
No idea.
Okay.
Not up on my German beer scene. So what are they doing about the $35 million?
Oh, hell, they don't know.
They don't know?
Well, a bunch of people are going to get fired. And then classroom sizes are going to spike because there are going to be more kids per teacher.
How long does it take to make up $35 million bucks?
Well, they said a lot. That's, there are going to be like a couple hundred people out of jobs.
Yeah, that's not so good.
Class sizes are going to go through the roof. It's just a mess. What a mess. I mean, it can't be that hard, can it? Can it, Bill?
Look, I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole.
Why?
Because
it can't be that hard. $35
million? Well, I think coming up with $35 million can be pretty hard. You would think somewhere
I get that.
You would think somewhere along the way.
We're not talking about raising money. We're talking about balancing the budget.
Look at our federal deficit. Maybe if you look at it that way, I'm trying to put like a positive spin on it. Like they're only $35 million in debt. Look at what we're in debt. Like as a country.
I'd say that PERS thing, that is one of the more not being from the state.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
Well, like Mike Bellotti gets it. Mike Bellotti's like rolling in doughs for that.
Rolling in doughs.
Rolling in the doughs.
Okay. Coming up next, there is a woman who wants $1 million from TriMet. Should she get it? Next.
I want $1 million.
On the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is in the news for April 23rd, 2019. Your noted newsman here. Bringing the hard-hitting news you can use.
Now, with that $35 million school budget deficit, why don't they just sell some candy bars?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Get out some of that candy. A $2 candy that they
Were more than $2, weren't they? Weren't they like $3.50 or something?
I don't know. I just remember it was like the... I don't know where they get that. It's like the most generic, like crappy, just plain chocolate bars. And then if you were lucky, you got one with like an almond in it.
Yeah, cut a deal with Reese's.
I know.
Get some peanut butter cups.
Yeah, get a Snickers bar out there or something. Sell that.
You know, guilt Reese's into giving it to the kids. They'll do it. Come on. Okay, Jace.
The lady that wants $1 million?
Jace. Well, I want to tell you about that story, but... Oh, somebody said, why don't you just take $1 away from the 35 million Oregon government employees?
Look at that, we're solving...
And there you go.
We're solving problems left and right.
Solved. So this woman is 78 years old.
This is not the lady that lost a leg. And won a bunch of money from TriMet.
No, she was younger.
Yeah.
She was the one who had her headphones on, and she got hit. She was trying to cross.
Yeah, her head planted squarely up her arse and got run over.
Yeah, she got money.
She got, what, $15 million? But they said that she's not going to see anywhere near that.
Now, this woman is 78 years old, and she filed a lawsuit yesterday. She's seeking close to $1 million in damages. So here's what happened. Have you ever been on the little... The little thing.
The Max?
The streetcar. Down here by us?
No, I've never been on that.
But not the Max, the streetcar.
I've seen it multiple times, never been on it.
Mike, have you ever been on the streetcar?
Of course.
I've never been on the streetcar, and also this, I've never rode a bus in our fair city.
The fact that Sook said, of course I've never ridden it, is weird to me. I feel like most people would have at least ridden the streetcar once.
Well, you said, of course, that you did. So yeah, this is very polarizing right now.
If you're in the city and you want to get somewhere and you're drinking, it's, hey,
fight.
Hop on the streetcar.
Wait, the streetcar?
Yeah.
I've never ridden it either.
Ridden the Max, but never a bus, never the streetcar.
I used to live downtown for a couple of years, so that might be why. But
so, according to the lawsuit, Vincenza Scarpacci, that's her name.
Good name.
Is suing the city. She's suing TriMet and the Portland streetcar and the driver. That poor driver. This happened in May, and she was buying a ticket on board. You know, you can buy the tickets. Max doesn't have this. You have to buy the tickets on the off the train.
Yeah.
On streetcar, you can buy the tickets on the train. And she was buying a fare on board, and she was standing there. And again, she's old. And she was reading the instructions on how to ride, and she was standing in the center aisle, and she says she was in complete view of the operator, the guy who's running the streetcar, and he takes off.
It guns the streetcar?
Yeah.
Doesn't the streetcar go like 4 miles an hour?
Yeah, you see it starting up, it's like...
I see it all. There's one right here by us, and... Like, I get she's old, but I've never been like, my God. By the way, good sound effects.
One more
effects.
Time, please, Mike. Thank you.
I've never once had the thought of, hey, slow down, a-hole. He's like burning rubber out of there.
Well, she says the streetcar operator abruptly and without warning pulled away from the station while
without
she was still
warning.
Standing, causing her to fall and lose her balance. And guess what happened? She fractured her femur.
Well, she is old. And I'll tell you what.
That's a big...
Like,
yeah.
With the olds, that's like the number
thing.
One... Like one of the number one health crisis thing is the olds falling.
That's right. So she fractured her femur. She injured her hip. And she said she has incurred over $215,000 in medical costs and expects to spend another $20,000. And she's seeking an additional 700 Gs because she suffered permanent injury and severe pain and distress. In her daily life as a result of this. Look, now, what do you think?
Have you ever ridden a train before? They close the doors.
Yeah.
And then when the doors
they
close...
They warn you. Don't they warn you?
They go over the loudspeaker. Any human standing in the aisle, the train is about to leave the station. Please sit or hold on to the handrail. Thank you.
This lawsuit is alleging that just having the machine on a moving train is dangerous in and of itself. She's also saying that... Yeah, that's what she's saying. She said that's not good. What was the other part here?
I don't know, look. I'm all for taking care of the old people, and I feel bad that this lady broke her femur and she's got a hip issue. I mean, my God. At some point, if you're 78 and you can't get on the streetcar, don't get on the streetcar. But you don't get $1 million. I'm sorry.
Oh, the other one was she said that without notifying her that he was leaving, that is an unreasonably dangerous hazard. So this is all legalese to try to, get the monies, Especially because she was still standing there. So
people ride these standing.
Yeah.
There's
the little pole there that you can hold on to, right? Just like on the Max?
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, no offense. What's her name? Betty?
Well, her name's not Betty. It's
Midge.
Vincenza.
Vincenza.
Scarpacci.
Look,
sorry.
I'd say give her like 10 grand and...
She sounds like she's literally Italian and you're doing the New York Italian thing.
Hey, Vincenzi Scarpacci.
Send her on her way. Come on. $1 million?
Yeah, I know. It's
although that one
a lot.
Lady got $15 million for being a jackass and running in front of the Mac, so...
Well, don't you think... Like, I always assume that these types of lawsuits are solved with just one little sign. Right? Like, it's like Vincenza gets up and she's dancing around on her broken femur and she's like, I'm gonna sue you! I'm gonna sue you! Or whatever.
Wow.
And then the guy just points at a sign and says, our liability is completely waived because of that sign right there. You didn't read it. It's there. And it says, don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
And then it solves all their problems. You know what I mean?
None of those things work. It's like when you're at a baseball game, there's a thing on the back of the ticket that says it's your responsibility to pay attention. But when someone gets beaned with a ball, you still sue. Waivers don't mean crap. Everyone sues for everything.
What does he want her to do? Walk back there? Excuse me, ma'am. I am leaving.
Again, how you weren't aware that the streetcar was taking off is beyond me.
Well, and also, I'm assuming, I haven't been on the streetcar in a while, but I'm assuming that there are bars to hold on to next to the pay station.
You would think they would put some sort of
right, because contraption in while there. The train is going, you could go up there and pay for your ride. So just hold on to the safety railings.
The bottom
Vincenza.
Line is, look, she's like 78, all right? She's
not like, she is.
Well, she is. She's 78. Sometimes
does that mean old? That her brain is off?
Look, she's probably focused on one thing and one thing only.
But
trying to figure out the devil machine there to get her little ticket. Yeah, you know, it's hard. It's hard when you get up there for some people at a certain age.
All right, that's going to do it for In the News for April 23rd. We got the Hot 5 at 5 coming up next. A lot to tell you about, so stay right there, won't you? This is The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.